his final work of concluding the age. God's disposition is one of chastisement and judgment, in which he reveals all that's unrighteous in order to publicly judge all peoples and to perfect those who sincerely love him. Only a disposition such as this can bring the age to an end. The last days have already arrived. All things are separated according to their kind and divided into different categories based on their different qualities. This is precisely the time when God reveals people's outcomes and destinations. If people don't experience chastisement and judgment, then there will be no way to expose their rebelliousness and unrighteousness. Only through chastisement and judgment can all things only show their true colors when they're chastised and judged. Evil shall be put with evil, good with good, and all people shall be separated according to their kind. Chastisement and judgment, the outcomes of all things will be revealed, so that the evil may be punished and the good rewarded, and all people surrender to God's dominion. All this work must be achieved through chastisement and judgment, because man's corruption has reached its peak and their rebelliousness is exceedingly severe. Only God's righteous disposition, one that's principally compounded of chastisement and judgment, and is revealed during the last days, can fully transform people and make them complete, and reveal evil and all the unrighteous will thus be severely punished. A disposition such as this is imbued with the significance of the age. God's disposition is revealed and disclosed for the sake of the work of each new age. It's not that God reveals his disposition arbitrarily and without significance. Suppose that in the last days of revealing people's outcomes, God were still to love people with infinite mercy and loving kindness, and continue to be loving toward them, not subjecting them to righteous judgment, but rather showing them tolerance, patience, and forgiveness, and pardoning them, no matter how grave their sins were, without any judge of righteous judgment. When the word of God's management ever be brought to a close, where would a disposition such as this be able to lead people into mankind's appropriate destination? During the last days, only righteous judgment can separate people according to their kind and bring them into a new realm. In this way, the entire age is brought to an end through God's righteous disposition of judgment and chastisement.